It's the 420 Drug War News. The following is part of a discussion with Mr. Paul Armentano, Deputy Director of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws.
But certainly, were the United States to have a different legal environment at the federal level, those investments would be going to U.S. companies and not Canadian companies.
Man, oh man, I tell you what, we got to get ourselves in gear here in the U.S., find a reasonable solution to all these problems. Well, Paul, let me ask you this. I hear stories coming out of Oregon that they have overproduced, that they have so much cannabis that the prices are falling through the floor. It's down to $40 an ounce for some outdoor grown. That, they've proven my point, which I've said all along, that once it's truly legal nationwide, the price will really fall down to under $100 a pound for outdoor grown good quality. Your thought in that regard, please, Paul.
Well, obviously, the economics of supply and demand are in play. If in the state of Oregon there is greater supply at the moment than there is demand, then obviously those prices are going to fall. And I have heard those same reports that the price of cannabis flower in Oregon has fallen dramatically. Whether that trend is going to hold long term is another story, and certainly that has not necessarily been the trend in some other jurisdictions, where because of any number of reasons, there may be, for one, being more barriers to entry into the commercial cannabis market when you see fewer licenses being handed out, when you see fewer licensed producers, you don't necessarily see that trend.
Okay. Well, Paul, on Facebook, other social media, I see indications that some people who have been online, maybe on YouTube and Facebook and other outlets, that they're being shut down. Their sites are being destroyed, taken away because they have mentioned marijuana or drugs in some other fashion. What's new? What's different? What's causing this?
Well, nothing's different. What we're seeing is that some of these companies, I know Facebook is apparently one of these parties. I'm not somebody who is nearly as social media savvy perhaps as others, but I certainly am aware that Facebook's names come up in this discussion and some other carriers as well. That they're simply skittish. Again, there's nothing new under the sun here.
Oh, once again, that was Paul Armentano, norml.org, and I am Dean at drugtruth.net.